The birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such a beautiful occasion that Allah Azza wa Jal himself has mentioned in the blessed Quran. The verse of the Quran in Kanzul Iman, the translation is from Surah Yunus, verse number 58. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say, you, O beloved, only Allah's bounty and His mercy, and only upon it they should rejoice. That is better than all of their accumulated wealth. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from the Quran we find that it is MashaAllah Azza wa Jal an order of Allah Azza wa Jal that we should rejoice on the birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And obviously when we celebrate the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we stay within the boundary of Shariat. We don't go overboard, but Alhamdulillah, because it's such an occasion that our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the source of creation, if it wasn't for him, Allah Azza wa Jal would not have created anything. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the reason for all the creation. So why shall we not celebrate the Milad, the Maulud of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Why should we not have flags? Why should we not wear new clothes? Why should we not go out in the streets and tell people about the Milad, the Maulud of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? So mashallah azza wa jal, happy Mauludun Nabi to everyone. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.